This time last year, I was enjoying the perks of having a boyfriend for Valentine's Day. We didn't do anything fancy. We made homemade mac and cheese and watched movies all night. That may sound boring and kinda lame, but that's just the kind of couple we were. We preferred spending quality time together, just the two of us. We skipped the cliched tradition of going out to some expensive restaurant that, in the long run, wouldn't really mean much. I recently became single, so it looks like this year I'll be doing basically the same thing on Valentine's Day as last year, just without the guy. To me, the day is what you make of it, but to the less romantically inclined, like my friend Camille Jenkins, who is 19 years old like me, it's a sham.
It's a conspiracy against single people. And how no one but the very attractive can find love. But I'm attractive and I've yet found love, but that's a personal issue.
It may feel personal to Camille, but it's easy to find others to agree with her.
I think it's a little silly.
Valentine's Day brings out the cynics, like Hunter Sanders, who I've known since high school.
And it's sort of couples' day to rub it in single people's faces.
Where would you go in Atlanta for Valentine's Day if you had a date?
Stop laughing, that's not funny.
Sorry.
My friend Anthony Calley has been dating another friend for about 6 months now. They are undoubtedly one of the most adorable couples on the planet. Anthony has a different view on Valentine's Day. I'm guessing it is partly because he is head over heels, and partly because he is one of the sweetest, most romantic guys imaginable.
I think that it's hated by a lot of people who are just looking for a cheesy holiday to hate, and it is a cheesy holiday, but I love it because of that. So that's what I think.
I'd like to think of myself as a romantic too. So I asked a few of my friends, Takaria Brooks, Amber Dixon, and of course, Anthony, good places to celebrate Valentine's Day around Atlanta.
I'd go to Fox Theater and we'd watch a show, and then afterwards we'd probably go somewhere to like the Vortex because I love burgers.
I would go to the Atlanta Zoo because my date loves animals and it's just a beautiful, fun place to go.
Most likely Centennial Park. A nice stroll at midnight, maybe. Holding hands with the park lights gleaming on our faces. Sounds pretty romantic.
I agree it's a lovely vision, but Amber's my roommate, and when you ask her where she will actually be...
Unfortunately, spend my nights sitting on this couch, watching Lifetime, enjoying the company of Ben and Jerry's.
I'll probably be on that same couch with our ice cream friends, Ben and Jerry. That said, I'm still a big optimist. So I haven't given up hope that somewhere out there, a nice, handsome guy is planning on making my Valentine's Day special. I'm Hunter Moore.